Big Show Friday continues on, and another do-gooder joining us today is our good friend. He's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. It's our good buddy, Jeff Baldwin. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Glass. How are you, sir?
You know what? When I see sunshine and no rain on a weekend, it's the simple things in life now. I'm trying to simplify it. I'll let my crazy kids go do the complicated stuff. I want something easy. This is great. It sounds good. What are you doing? You're busy as always.
Always. This is always, but there's, you know, lots of good work to do.
There is. And I'm hungry.
We love to lean into it.
And because the one thing I know that's coming up around the corner that you cannot stop me or MG3, the Strawberry Shortcake Festival, is coming soon. I need to get you good weather for that. Tell me what the date is one more time.
May 3. So mark that down, Thursday, May 3, 10:30 to 2:30. The powerhouse that is the Ladies Auxiliary, they're out there right now baking those hundreds and hundreds of shortcakes, getting ready for that day. Armed guards are posted outside of every home that those are being made, because you know how top secret that recipe is,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Can't let that out. But mark your calendars. It's coming. It is coming. May 3rd.
And May 3rd, the great part is it's right in the smack dab middle of downtown. It's on the Courthouse Square. Perhaps Mother Nature, who has been undefeated this spring, by the way, decides to make her presence felt, where do you slide it? We're not going too far, are we?
No, right across the street to the south, to the Fountain Square Mall.
Indoors.
But that's not going to happen this year. We're not even – that's the last time I'm going to say those words.
Well –
it's going to be outside, beautiful day. So we're looking forward to it.
You can be as optimistic as you'd like. I will help out with the factual delivering here, because what I don't want people to do is look out their window and say, well, it's raining. There's no way this event's going on. Well, that's not the case.
No. It's happening.
It's happening, whether you like it or not. And it's already happening. If you're not able to get out of your office during that four-hour window, if you're not able to get out and about, can I still pre-order a kit?
I'll tell you, if there's anybody from the auxiliary listening right now, they're probably sitting there going, Jeff, don't you? But I'll tell you what, I think the website's still open, and if you're going to do it today. That is, it's going to go away.
Or
if you want that pre-sale kit, you have got to go now.
Or you can get a pre-sale kit anytime you want, but just the price is going to be tremendously different.
Well, it sure
you're
will
really, you're going to contribute in a great way, because if you procrastinate, sometimes you don't get the great early bird deal. So if you want to help out, there are ways to do it. But one of the great ways is getting that order in by lunchtime today. Let's not even get later in the day, right?
You got to get it done now.
Now.
Right now.
Do it. So it's always good, because there's somebody going, I thought I had till next week on that.
Hopefully. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, go now.
The reason it's a pre-sale kit is so they can have all of next week to get ready for the big, big festival. Coming up May 3rd, it is absolutely free to attend. There will be people from the community with booths and stuff going on. But just make sure you've got your plastic or your cash so you can enjoy a nice large serving of strawberries, shortcake, whipped cream. It's a fantastic tradition and a great fun. Now I'm hungry. Thanks.
Yeah,
you're the best,
man.
You're the best. But that's not all you have going on. You've got other stuff you want to tell me about. Fire away.
Oh, another great event. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The Fine Wine Festival, and that is a week from today. 1 week from today. Really an exclusive event. 125 tickets will be sold. Again, that's another one that if you put this off to the day of and you show up and say, hey, I'm here, would love to buy a ticket, they will be gone. It will be over. So go to our website, bgcbloomington.org. Click on that news and events tab. It'll take you right to where you need to go. I also think if you go to our website, you'll see it right on top as a banner. But the Fine Wine Fest, 6 to 8:30, April 27 at Deer Park Manor. 50 different high-end wines, ranging in cost from $40 a bottle all the way up to over $200 for people to taste and try. And food, don't eat beforehand. Do not.
Well, you might want to have a little foundation. You don't want to go empty
there'll
stomach.
Be plenty of food. Plenty of food.
Who's going to be providing that? Is that something is that something extra? Or does that come with my ticket?
It's all with the ticket. Yes, this is all with the ticket. So Malibu will be there. Topos will be there. The tap will be there, and Yonkos will be there.
You're right. Don't eat.
There's plenty of food. I made sure that each of them are going to cover a certain number of folks, and they're going to have enough food for like 350 people. So we And it, again, exclusive event, 125 total tickets sold. So you got to get to our website and make those purchases as soon as possible.
The other great news about that is you will not be crammed in like sardines. There's a reason why there's only so many people, and you can always help out by that. Where can I get my tickets, Jeff? Website's great. Yep. How about can I get them at Big Red, too, if I stop by there?
Yes, you can, Okay. Any of the Big Reds, if you go to any of the Eventbrite sites on the Internet, you'll find it there as well. So all easy ways to get it. And then the last thing to chat about is getting people fired up and excited about Lemonade Day, Monroe County.
How did it go at the Kroger, the opening day?
Yeah, great. We had about 350 people signed up that day.
Really?
Yes.
Was that a terrible, cold spring morning where it was and everybody went to the grocery store that day?
Well, it was the day before Easter, so the stores
it was cold.
Were crazy.
Snowing?
Yeah. It was great.
A very captive audience. Let's just review Lemonade Day for people, because it sounds like, oh my gosh, I've got to put a stand together. I got to make lemonade. I got to do this. I got to market. I don't have time for any of that. Not true.
Mm-hmm. No, really. I mean, if you've got kids engaged in club programming, we run that program at all of our club sites. And it's really not a very complicated program. If you want to really throw yourself into it and really dive in deep with your child and work through the process, good, because it's a fabulous program. But it can also be something that's a lot more casual and simple and easy to execute on. And then all kinds of great resources. Go check out our Lemonade Day Monroe County website. Google that. Easy to find that. Great resources on how to execute on it, because it can be a little bit daunting when you just start to look at it, but all kinds of great resources to help you register and get connected to Lemonade Day.
Yeah, don't be afraid of the unknown. It's really, really, if it was difficult, there wouldn't be 250 of them or whatever you had last year scattered all over the county. That wouldn't be the case.
Right.
This is fun for everybody. It's fun for it's a great learning experience. It's a great time and bonding builder as well. And all that information is on your website, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, actually, we try to keep this. The club does lead this effort, but you won't find anything on our website. You do need to go to Lemonade Day Monroe County website.
Gotcha.
If you Google it, you'll hit it right off. It comes right up.
And we know with school wrapping up, if May and the Strawberry Festival is right around the corner, that means summer has to be right behind it. The weather suggests otherwise, but you guys have great summer activities as well. Tell me about those.
Yeah, absolutely. Astonishingly, every year, 43 million kids, believe it or not, now no exaggeration, 43 million kids during the summer stay home alone.
Wow, really?
I mean, yes. That's across our country. There are so many great opportunities out there, and the Boys and Girls Club is one of them. Have your kids engaged. Keep them engaged. Keep them safe, right? Pay that $20 a year membership fee. Have your child engaged in our summer programming. Get them engaged in Camp Rock out at Lake Lemon. Check that out. We have a very few slots left, but do check that out. And then some other great opportunities like our Summer Center opportunity that we offer, where parents can drop off as early as 7:30 in the morning for a very nominal fee to have their kids engaged all day. So, man, yes, don't have them home alone, please.
So $20 gets me a full year at your club?
It really does. The $20, the club is open during the summer from noon till 6 every day for those kids who have paid their $20 a year membership fee. But we do offer some early morning programs till noon that's a nominal fee to have your kids engaged in that time frame.
So if you need to get to work or whatever else you need to do, there is an option for it. It just costs a little bit extra,
which I think a little bit extra.
Well, it's fine. Yeah. I mean, you got to have people to work. They have to be paid it somehow. You're not sitting on a pot of gold. You wouldn't be calling me if that was the case. I know that.
We know that if we did offer a 7:30 to 6 program for $20 a year, we would be overrun.
Yes, you would be.
And so we and there are scholarships available too. So just come and ask. Come and talk to our staff. If it's still challenging for you to take advantage of that morning program and that nominal fee is still something that's hard, talk to us.
Yeah,
we've got some great people in this community who love to provide for those scholarships, and we have some dollars there.
Not doing anything ensures nothing changes.
Oh boy, You got that right.
So let's, if you know someone that needs a little help, perhaps, or you've heard the rumblings, push them in this direction, and they can help out. It's for the kids. It's not for the adults. It's for the kids.
That's right.
Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. He's in charge of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Monroe County. Tell me about how the new Crestmont Club's going and how busy you're going to be over there this summer.
Wow, outstanding. So we actually are going to be, because the Lincoln Street Club is in its final months of reconstruction. That'll be done by August 1st, and it's looking wonderful. We are going to be combining the Lincoln Street program and the Crestmont program this summer. So it will be busting at the seams throughout the summer months. But staff have been planning for months to get ready for it. And it will be a dynamic summer for those kids who come out to that program.
You know, adults don't like crowded spaces, but kids do.
Yeah, they do.
So that's not true. You got nothing to worry about on that side of the tracks. And once we get the Lincoln Street up and running, and then everybody goes back in there, hopefully for the beginning of school. Is that what your plan is? If everything's on time, so you're just like every street in Bloomington. You're just under construction as well.
Well. So true. I won't jump into that one.
They had a good press conference yesterday to help at least show some. They've always been listening, but it's always good to hear some help, because I think that's what people want. But yeah, you have plenty of construction just right across the street from you that's going on over there. It's everywhere. So we just embrace it and move on. Your construction over at the Crestmont Club, that was that's good construction. Yep. There's plenty of good construction.
It is. It'll all be done. It's like anything else, patience. Ask for patience. Pray for patience.
And hurry up. We can find all the information on your website, bgcbloomington.org. That's where I always go. That's my cheat sheet as well. And even if you don't have kids, even if you're not involved, perhaps you can always donate. There's always a button to click on there. Again, $20, Jeff. Tell me what it gets for. It's a whole year. That's not a – I make a big deal about this. We've been doing this. You've been on this program now for about almost the last 10 years with me. And we make a big deal about this every time, because there's so many new people that obviously are coming into our expanding city and are listening for the first times. $20 a year. Tell me what they get. They can show up at the club every day, right?
They do. They really can. We are not just an after-school program. We're an out-of-school program. So whenever schools are closed, we're open. And for that $20 a year, during the school year, transportation from the local schools to the club, right? A safe environment, snack, and access to all those great mentors and programs that we offer that are at no additional cost. If you want to have your kid engaged in fencing, there's no additional cost.
Archery,
do it. That's right, no additional cost. Karate, no cost. Tutoring, no cost. It's all wrapped into what it is that we have to offer. And then, like I said, during the summer in particular, from 12 to 6, we're available for those kids who have paid that $20 a year membership fee.
That's awesome. And, again, if people need more information, how to get involved, this is too good to be true, surely it can't be, where can they go look?
Yeah, go to bgcbloomington.org. And like you said, even if you don't have children, is the club important to you? It certainly is, because all of our kids are going to impact this community in one way or another. Right.
And we prefer one way, not the other.
Exactly.
If you can read between my words, yes. So if we can get them engaged, get them wanting to go there every day instead of maybe some other places. So that's a good stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, Jeff, one last time. When do I need to get my Wine Fest tickets? Yesterday, I know, is the correct answer. When is the day I have to go by?
You've got to get them done before the day of the event. So get that thing purchased on that Thursday before at the absolute latest. But I would go, because I've seen latest numbers are in the just about to the 100 points. So we're not far from being completely filled out there.
Yeah, and that's not one of these you're going to bring in some more wine and some more food at the last minute. It doesn't work that way. So make sure, if this is something on your radar, you get going and get doing it. And don't forget, Strawberry Shortcake Festival,
May 3rd.
You better call me that morning. We'll get in touch with me. We'll get you on that morning just to have some fun with it. Maybe a live shot from down there, if we can hear the cakes being baked and everything else at the BGC Bakery, because that's what that's what you have now. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you
it.
Too.
All right,
appreciate
we'll talk
it.
Soon. Jeff Baldwin, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. $20, folks. Again, I'm a broken record on this, but it needs to be a broken record. It's an unbelievable deal.